The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The president has made a very serious accusation. He has said everybody who believes in showing an ID before you vote is a racist. Not an honest disagreement. You are a racist.
Biden is to healing what a surgeon's dirty scalpel is to a patient, which is the point. Unification isn't the goal. Conflict is.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I love what Senator John Kennedy said about honest disagreement. That's what's lacking today, is honest disagreement. The disagreements we have, for many people, don't come from good faith disagreement. I believe in good faith disagreement. When I open up my phone lines, if you disagree with me, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and believe that you're disagreeing with me in good faith, and I'm going to take your call first. I enjoy debate. I don't hate people that I disagree with. But there are too many people who are being dishonorable, untruthful, who are coming at things with bad faith, nefarious intentions. Jim Crow law in Georgia, says the president of the United States, leading to this exodus by Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, Delta, this mass hysteria over a bald-faced lie. How many times are we going to be lied to before we say enough is enough? Wait till I get to the medical examiner in D.C. releasing the cause of death for four of the five people on January 6th. In our nation's capital. Hey, announcer voice, they weren't killed by Trump supporters. Announcer voice, the narrative was a lie that five people were killed by Trump supporters. But that's all we heard, right? I heard it 2 days ago. I forget where I saw it. I'd love to find out because it was just the day before yesterday. It was literally the day before the medical examiner revealed the cause of death for four of the five people. The fifth person, Officer Brian Sicknick, we still don't know why he died. And we just take it. We just accept it. We say, okay, thank you, sir. May I have another? You know, the reason we come to work every day and the reason this show has received the success that it has received. And I don't like bragging about myself or this show. I know some of the guys I work with, they love to brag. They love to tell you how you know, wonderful they are. I get it. That's all right. I mean, that's just not me. I'm grateful for the opportunity to come to work and do this with you every day. Okay? I have a humble spirit of gratitude. So I don't like to brag. This show is successful because of you. This show is the leading, most successful show in our company because of you. Because of your interaction, because you patronize our advertisers, because you help with everything we ask. You step up every time. And I believe that one of the reasons, part of the formula of our success, the reason we are phenomenally successful in every measurable category, a large part of that success is because we cover what the mainstream media is keeping from you. We're willing to go where they won't go. This medical examiner story ought to be the lead story in every news organization in America. And it's not. And it's not. Here's a little montage, cut three. This is what journalists told us about January 6th.
Five people, of course, killed in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. And it is becoming increasingly clear it could have even been worse.
He's still yet to properly talk about the five killed at the Capitol.
Well, America's not going to forget that five people were killed, including a Capitol right. police officer killed on the grounds that day. It simply happened.
We've seen five people killed at the Capitol. We must hold people accountable no matter what title they hold.
I mean, they're not only lying, but they're lying with attitude. Oh, the American people are never going to forget that five people were killed by Trump supporters. Five people, of course, were killed by Trump supporters. Of course, said the rabid partisan hack from CNN. Well, the District of Columbia Medical Examiner released the cause of death for four of the five. Kevin Greeson, 55, died of natural causes from cardiovascular disease. Well, how about that? Benjamin Phillips, 50, died of natural causes from cardiovascular disease. Wow. How about that? Well, there was the lady, though, on the steps. She got trampled, right? No, she didn't get trampled. She had a drug overdose. Sadly, she died by accident, Roseanne Boyland, 34. She had acute amphetamine intoxication. Her family said she wanted to be a sobriety counselor. Now, the cause of death for one of the people was Ashley Babbitt, who we saw on video shot and killed as she tried to climb through an open window that was broken out by the protesters and the rioters. Here's what Tucker Carlson said about the death of 35-year-old Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, the insurrectionists killed five people, except they didn't. That was a total lie. They knew it was a lie. There was never any evidence it was true, but everyone swallowed it. Today, Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner, Dr. Francisco Diaz, released the manner of death of the five people who were murdered at the Capitol on January 6th. Here's what he found. Only one person actually was a homicide victim. That was Ashley Babbitt. She was a protester. Two other individuals, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, died of heart attacks. A fourth person, Roseanne Boyland, died of a drug overdose, amphetamines. No cause of death was provided for the death of Officer Brian Sicknick.
So far, nobody officially was killed by anybody except Ashley Babbitt, the Trump supporter who was killed by law enforcement. The cause of Brian Sicknick's death, the cause and manner of his death are pending. Pending. Now, two men have been charged with spraying Sicknick with bear spray, a chemical that is described as non-lethal. So they're not charged with causing his death. They're charged with spraying bear spray on him, which is so idiotic, I can't even begin to describe the idiocy of spraying law enforcement with any kind of chemical. But I don't think they think that's what caused his death, or they would have charged them. Maybe he had some kind of reaction to bear spray. But, I mean, sir, let that sink in for just a moment. Are you not outraged at the lie we were fed? Are you not angry about this kind of media malpractice, this kind of dishonest journalism? Are you not angry about the bad faith and the real evil intentions of the mainstream media? We got to spend a few minutes on this here on the Thursday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's my number, 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. How do you receive the news that three of the five people who died on January 6th died of natural causes or a drug overdose? The only person confirmed shot dead was Ashley Babbitt. We still don't know Brian Sicknick's death. The media lied to us over and over and over again. And you know they won't retract. They won't apologize. They won't back down. They'll probably double down about the so-called insurrection day that has led to so much upheaval in America. We have an open line, 800-655-MIKE. We're waiting for you to join us. I hope you do.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years. And the best is yet to come.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike. If these folks in Washington were murdered, it would be on the news for the next 30 days, 24 hours a day. But due to the fact they weren't, it'll be the sound of silence. We won't hear a word.
Mike, why are you so surprised and upset about this media lying? They've been lying since Benghazi and maybe longer. This outrage should be going on forever.
It's pretty astounding to catch these media clowns, these fools, in such a lie. And how many millions of people today walk around believing that Trump supporters killed five people on January 6th? How many people watch CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, read the New York Times, read the Washington Post, go online, Yahoo News, AOL News, whatever the heck it is. Whatever the heck it is. How many times were we told five people were killed by Trump supporters? And it was, you know, shameful. People say to themselves, man, I supported a president whose supporters went and murdered five people? When it turns out that at least so far, now that we know the cause of death of four of the five, the only person killed was an actual Trump supporter. A little bit like, you know, remember the terrible, awful death of the young woman in was it Charlottesville? The Black Lives Matter activist? And there was such outrage because that young woman was hit by a car. And it was a Black Lives Matter activist. So we heard about morning, noon, and night. It went on and on. Look at what happened to this poor Black Lives Matter activist. I mean, look what happened. And remember it over and over and over. Well, it turns out when a Trump supporter is killed, not such a big deal. When the other people died of heart disease and a drug overdose, not that big a deal. Derek, we'll start with you. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to kind of point out, last night I was watching the Tucker, what you played, and I always want to just kind of flip over and see what's going on the other channels, and CNN had Cuomo up in a monologue come out, the five Democrats are joining on the to sue Trump over what happened, and he mentioned not once but twice that there were five people that were killed at the Capitol. So even after this report came out yesterday, they're still perpetuating the lie that five people were killed.
They said, are you telling me they said on CNN after the medical examiner confirmed the cause of deaths was not people killed, they still said it on CNN?
Cuomo, on his opening monologue, said there were five people killed at the Capitol during the insurrection.
Well, I don't know what time this was. I don't know what time this was released. What time is Goofball Cuomo show on? 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
I think at 9 o'clock when he came.
All right, and so let's find out. Let's do a little time check. I'll let me research that, Derek, because if you're right, and Chris Cuomo was perpetuating this lie after the medical examiner refuted that and said these people died of heart disease and a drug overdose, that would be a complete abdication of even a shred of responsible journalism on that show. I'll have Derek check it out. We'll pull the monologue and see if that's true. Bonnie, you're up. Hey, Bonnie, how are you?
How do you do?
Hi.
Hi. I'm in Pennsylvania, but I just wanted to say, from my viewpoint as someone in their 60s who has paid very close attention to politics for decades, mm-hmm. and journalism, if we don't have some kind of spiritual revolution in the media, the major media of the United States, I believe it's basically over for our country.
We need an awakening. We need a spiritual awakening. Bonnie, you are so right. And you know, my friend Mike Lindell says that over and over again. We need a revival, a spiritual revival like we have never had before. It's our only hope. The story this week about people turning away from church, young people, fewer and fewer people identifying with a particular faith, that spells doom for this country. Speaking of Mike Lindell, I got the nicest email last night from a lady who got the My Slippers. I'm right. These are not just slippers. It's a spiritual experience. It's a religious experience. They're the most comfortable slippers in the world. I'll give you the details on how to order your very own coming up. Also, vaccine passports? Not so fast.
Mike Gallagher Show.
The bottom line is there is a crisis happening at our border right now, and the policies of the Biden administration essentially say, come on in. The word got out that the doors are open. People are coming from all over the world because they realize that if they get on this side of the border, the life is going to be different.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I want to share a text message I got on the MyPillow text line, and I am grateful to Mike Lindell, MyPillow. Every single day I get to tell you about the over 100 amazing products that are going to give you the best night's sleep of your life, guaranteed. Like the My Slippers. They are so comfortable. They are made from the same patented fill as the pillow itself. The soles have that gel and that great, great material in the slippers, and they are so well made. They come in moccasins, slip-ons, men, women. You get 40% off these amazing slippers when you enter the promo code Mike G. And with all that Mike Lindell has been experiencing, the way big box stores are trying to kick him out, I saw yesterday there was a story about a petition, an online petition drive to try to erase Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and you just keep buying the products. You keep buying this amazing pillow that never goes flat, that stays cool all through the night, that conforms to your neck and your head, and you can throw it in the washer and the dryer as often as you want. You keep buying the Giza Dream Sheets. You keep buying the bath towels, the beach towels, the doggy beds made from the same patented MyPillow fill. And now the slippers that are going to revolutionize the way you look at slippers for the rest of your life. Huge discounts on everything when you enter the promo code Mike G. The My Slippers, 40% off when you enter the promo code Mike G. The Giza Dream Sheets, buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code Mike G. Just a whole bunch of great ways you'll save. All you got to do is enter the promo code Mike G. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code Mike G, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. All right. I want to share a text message that's pretty dramatic. But the texter is right. Steve in Pennsylvania says, Mike, they will triple down on this claim that five people were killed because they won't stop tearing down this country. Trump tried to heal the world. That didn't fit their narrative. They got rid of him, they got rid of him, the strongest president in our lifetime. They made him irrelevant. That's the power they have, and we should all be scared as hell. Now, do you go that far? I want to give you a little bit of reporting. I want to share a fact with you. It is a fact, according to my producer, that at approximately 7 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, the medical examiner revealed the cause of death for four of the five people who died on January 6th. 2 hours later, as another caller asserted, here's Chris Cuomo on CNN at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours after the medical examiner refuted the narrative that these people were all killed by Trump supporters. Here was Chris Cuomo.
The embers of the division that sparked the terror attack at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, those embers still burn 3 months later and are now trying to ignite a collective ignorance about what happened on that infamous day and why. Now it's, well, it wasn't really that big a deal. Not enough guns to be an insurrection. Don't know why the FBI called it terror. Well, lawmakers are suing to make sure the truth can never be contaminated by an unjust cause. 10 more lawmakers have added their names to the first civil lawsuit filed to hold Trump legally accountable for the terror that still haunts many of them. In the suit, they each describe how they narrowly escaped the Trump mob that day and could have been killed, like five others who were.
Like five others who were killed by the Trump mob that day. Now, that was a lie that he repeated, apparently, after the medical examiner released the cause of death. I'm reading from USA Today, not a conservative publication necessarily. Here's USA Today. The District of Columbia medical examiner on Wednesday released the cause of death for four of the five people who died at the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Results are still pending. Dr. Francisco Diaz, the district's chief medical examiner, announced the causes of death as Ashley Babbitt, 35, died by homicide from a gunshot to the left shoulder. She was shot by a Capitol police officer. Kevin Greeson died of natural causes from cardiovascular disease. Benjamin Phillips died of natural causes from cardiovascular disease. Roseanne Boyland died by accident from acute amphetamine intoxication. The result, the cause and manner of the death for Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick are pending. Now, I have no idea if Chris Cuomo could try to say he pre-taped that monologue. Maybe he wasn't live. If he was live, he 100% purposefully lied. He looked into that camera and said, five were killed on January 6th when he evidently knew the truth. See, the truth doesn't matter to people like this. And they have a platform. They make millions of dollars a year. They look into cameras and they lie to the American people because they want to tear this country apart. How can you, I challenge you, I beg you to tell me I'm wrong. I beg you to tell me I'm wrong. 1-800-655-MIKE. Barry, we'll start with you. 20 minutes before the hour here on the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Mike. Over here in Columbus, Ohio. Yes, glad to hear you in the mornings. I'm out here working and listening to you and Rush. Really appreciate the conservative media.
Thank you so much, Barry. Really appreciate it.
I do would like to issue a little bit of a challenge to the conservative media. What I call these guys like Chris Cuomo, Chuck Todd, and all them, they're complicit. Okay, I listen to the other media, don't get me wrong, but I think they're complicit in cooperating with their producers, the script writers. I call them news readers, okay? The problem is higher. I saw this morning CBS's CEO, George Creeks. We need to be getting these people in the spotlight. We need to get the CEO of Delta in the spotlight saying, why did you cave into this pressure in Atlanta? Why did MLB cave into the pressure? Let's go after the people writing the scripts.
Have you seen the reporting about why the Major League Baseball commissioner caved? Rob Manfred decided to move the All-Star game on his own, according to reporting, yes. After holding extensive discussions with groups associated with Stacey Abrams, Al Sharpton, and LeBron James.
And that's who we need to focus on them. You are correct.
All right. I appreciate it, Barry, very much. Yeah, that came out as well. Stacey Abrams' group, and I thought Stacey Abrams didn't want the All-Star game to leave Atlanta. I guess that was another lie, right? There's so many lies, you can't keep track of what is possibly truth and lies anymore. Because I thought Stacey Abrams had an objection because of all those black workers who are going to be penalized by Rob Manfred's decision. But according to Fox News, Charlie Gasparino, sources told Fox News that voting rights groups led by Al Sharpton, Stacey Abrams, and LeBron James convinced the Major League Baseball commissioner to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta. According to sources, Stacey Abrams and Al Sharpton, because you can never get enough Al Sharpton, right? There's not enough racial division in this world. Stacey Abrams and Al Sharpton told the commissioner players would boycott the game if he didn't move the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Sources say that Abrams' current stance, that she is disappointed about the Georgia boycott, is suspect, as she was a key player in that decision. LeBron James has publicly supported the Georgia boycott. Wow. 17 before the hour. A lot more coming up. We'll get your reaction to all of it. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and a
how does Chris Cuomo get a national TV show with all his baloney, malarkey, as Biden would say?
Mike, in order for the American people to find out what happened at the Capitol in reference to the medical examiner report, the Republican Party is going to have to be the media. Hold a national press conference and tell everyone what transpired.
Hey, Mike, we just received our MyPillow towels, and I have to tell you, they are the best towels we have ever had. They are so absorbent and so big and so comfortable and so wonderful. Thank you, Mike Lindell. They are perfect. Bye.
Well, I love unsolicited testimonials like that. With your permission, I may use that again a few times because the MyPillow towels are towels that actually work. They're incredibly absorbent. Mike Lindell invented these towels that are made from some of the best cotton in the world. And buy one set of towels, get the second set free when you enter the promo code Mike G. And I am very proud to continually endorse MyPillow here on the Mike Gallagher Show. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Just a shocking story out of Rock Hill, South Carolina, and a lot of upstate South Carolina connections to this. And I, you know, this information is unfolding. Maybe we ought to check in with Steve and our friends at WRHI. We're heard there on 1340 AM. Great radio station. WRHI, one of Rock Hill's legendary dependable sources of information. A former NFL player now is in custody. I thought he committed suicide, but according to the Associated Press, he's in custody. This former NFL player, Philip Adams, who played with the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Jets, opened fire at this home in Rock Hill late yesterday afternoon. Dr. Robert Leslie, 70, his wife Barbara, 69, and two of their grandchildren, 9-year-old Ada Leslie and 5-year-old Noah Leslie, were killed. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Adams died by suicide, the AP reported. A fifth victim, James Lewis, who was working at the home at the time, was also fatally shot. A sixth person was hospitalized with a serious gunshot wound. Investigators said they have identified a suspect in the mass shooting and detained him after finding him in a nearby home. That makes no sense, of course. The article that I've got in front of me contradicts itself. So I don't know if Philip Adams has been detained or he killed himself. I know the state newspaper is reporting Rock Hill doctor, wife, grandchildren, worker killed in York County mass shooting. And this doctor was said to have stints in Greenville and Charlotte. Prominent Rock Hill, South Carolina doctor and his wife, two of their grandchildren, and a worker. A manhunt ended around 1 a.m. at a home near where the shooting happened. So I don't know. But again, Robert Leslie had practiced medicine in South Carolina for years. He was a medical director at the emergency room at Piedmont Medical Center for 15 years. What a horrible, horrible story. In fact, the state newspaper reports Dr. Leslie was a legend in healthcare in Rock Hill. He published the book Angels in the ER in 2008. And he authored books on emergency room work and workers. Friends of the Leslies described the couple as caring, loving members of the community. What a terrible, terrible story. One longtime friend of the Leslie family said, "Our hearts are just completely broken." And so again, there is a suspect, but also this former NFL player. The manhunt says that in the story in the state says police had been searching for the male suspect wearing a black hoodie and camouflage pants. I don't know. It's a mess. Horrible, horrible story. And we're thinking of the entire Rock Hill and upstate South Carolina community. Bobby is in Rock Hill, maybe with some updates. Now, we have no way of verifying what Bobby is going to tell us, but we certainly are welcoming his call. Bobby, thanks for joining us. What can you tell us?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. We are totally devastated. It happened about maybe 3/4 of a mile from my house.
Oh, no.
Apparently, from what I hear, the doctor had been prescribing him painkillers.
The NFL player?
Yes, and the doctor had decided that, you know, hey, no more of this. You need to go get help. And that's what I heard the motive was. But, yeah, the player was murdered. They cornered him last night. The police cornered him and tried to get him to surrender, but he shot himself and killed himself. And it's just a terrible situation.
Oh, it's horrible. Did you know Dr. Leslie and the family?
Yes, we did, yes.
Mm-hmm. He's described as a pillar of the community.
Oh, he was. He was a legend. He started one of the first urgent care centers here in Rock Hill, and everybody used to go there. So pretty much everybody in Rock Hill knew him.
Well, Bobby, the reporting says there was a suspect detained. Is there somebody else involved who was arrested?
Not to my knowledge. I'm pretty sure it was just him, and they had him. They had him cornered. It was a manhunt initially.
Yep.
I think they found it pretty rapidly. We have an amazing sheriff's department here. So.
Right, right. Well, kudos to the Sheriff's Department and law enforcement, and thank you, Bobby, for filling us in on some of the details being right there in Rock Hill. And just a catastrophe. And, you know, this is such an interesting issue of pain medication. I also understand the pushback. There are people who need pain medication and don't get it. And doctors are put in a real, real difficult position. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more information about this Rock Hill shooting coming out. Coming up, it was promised, it was threatened, Biden using executive action to force gun control upon the American people. Also, my chat with the great Ben Domenech, which is right now up at our podcast, a big part of our conversation with him coming up.